California's state Supreme Court is considering the legality of same-sex marriages performed in San Francisco earlier this year. 4,000 licenses were issued to gay and lesbian couples before the court ordered a halt to the marriages on March 11. The San Francisco mayor, Gavin Newsom, authorized those licenses for same-sex couples. He relied on the state constitution's guarantee of equal protection to all, and he defied a state law that defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman. Yesterday, the state Supreme Court considered whether the mayor went too far, as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The question before the seven justices was not whether gay marriage is constitutional, but whether Mayor Newsom exceeded his authority by ordering the city clerk to issue the marriage licenses. In 2 hours of arguments, Deputy Attorney General Tim Muscat insisted that San Francisco officials had gone too far by violating the state ban on same-sex marriage.
The Attorney General filed this petition in order to prevent local officials in San Francisco from continuing their past practice of issuing thousands of unauthorized state marriage licenses. In California, public officials do not have authority to grant licenses when they do not have the power to grant such.
Now, is that the case?
Muscat argued that San Francisco officials had done more than simply fail to enforce the state ban on gay marriage, but they had, in effect, taken away the power of the legislature to write laws and the power of the courts to interpret them. Not so, said Chief Deputy City Attorney Therese Stewart. She defended the city's actions by citing cases dating back to 1896 in which local officials had refused to enforce the law and were later supported by the courts. But some justices appeared skeptical. Chief Justice Ronald George asked whether San Francisco officials were making quasi-judicial decisions. Stewart argued no.
Any time an official in the executive branch must enforce a law, he or she has to make a decision of what the law requires, and that always, always involves looking to the Constitution first. Sometimes the executive, in carrying out their function, must act. And in order to act, they have to act according to constitutional principle. That's not legislating, it's not acting judicially.
Some justices expressed concern about setting a precedent in which local officials would choose which laws they wanted to enforce, for example, gun control or environmental protection laws. While the justices appeared to be sympathetic to the state's arguments that Mayor Newsom had exceeded his authority, they faced another thorny problem. What should be done about the status of the 4,000 newlyweds who are left in the legal limbo of not knowing whether their marriages are valid? It's possible that the justices could decide to let the licenses stand and let the lower courts determine their validity. But the Attorney General and opponents of gay marriage argued against that idea. On the steps of the state courthouse, just across the street from City Hall, where the marriages were performed, Jordan Lawrence, a lawyer for the Arizona-based Alliance Defense Fund, said the same-sex couples were warned that their marriages were legally questionable.
What we are saying is, and there's some court decisions say this, is that they are a nullity. That what happened over here, although it may have been a civil act of civil disobedience, legally nothing happened over here. That they were issuing things that had no legal validity.
But Molly McKay, wearing a white satin wedding dress and a veil, expressed frustration that she and other newlywed lesbians and gay men were not heard by the court.
So I just wanted to remind people about the fact that this is about the couples. And I'm hopeful that what the court will do is stay focused on the very narrow question about whether Mayor Newsom had authority to do this or not, and won't go to the question of whether the marriages should be invalidated, because I think it would take us on an unnecessary emotional roller coaster that eventually we're going to win.
Yet opponents are not prepared to concede the inevitability of same-sex marriage, and it's clear that whatever the state Supreme Court decides within 90 days, the debate in California is far from over. Suits challenging the constitutionality of California's ban on gay marriage are moving, slowly, through a lower court. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.